Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Hi, and welcome to the wrap-up for Tuesday, January 25th, 2011. I'll be your host for the day, $2 Bill Josh. Tom is out getting some sponsorship stuff worked on for the improvements that we have not yet told you about. We will tell you about those on Super Bowl Sunday, so stay tuned. Jumping right into the NBA sports from last night, it was New Jersey improving to 13-32 with the 103-101 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers, who fall to 8-36. Players of the game, first for New Jersey, Brooke Lopez, 28.7 rebounds, 3 assists. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, Antoine Jameson had 26 points, 8 boards, and 1 assist. It was Detroit improving to 17-28 with a 103-96 win over the Orlando Magic, who fall to 29-16. Tracy McGrady had 20.7 rebounds and 5 assists for the Pistons. Dwight Howard had 20.16 rebounds and 1 assist for the Magic. It was the 76ers improving to 19-25 with the 105-95 win over the Suns, who fall to 20-23. Thaddeus Young had 24.6 rebounds and 5 assists for the Sixers. Jared Dudley had 23.7 rebounds and 1 assist for the Suns. It was Memphis improving to 22-23 with the 198 win over the Toronto Raptors, who fall to 13-32. Rudy Gay had 21.7 rebounds and 2 assists and a block with 1 second to go to preserve the win for the Grizzlies. Andre Bargnani had 29 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists for the Toronto Raptors. Last night was the first time since February 24th, 1999, the Toronto Raptors did not have a 3-point field goal. It was the Knicks improving to 23-21 with the 115-106 win over the Washington Wizards, who improved to 13-30. Maurice Stoudemire had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Knicks. Nick Young had 22 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists for the Wizards. It was the Hornets improving to 30-16 with a 91-89 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, who fall to 28-16. Chris Paul had 24 points, 4 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Hornets. Russell Westbrook had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 10 assists for the Thunder. It was the Bulls improving to 31-14 with a 92-83 win over the Milwaukee Bucks, who fall to 16-26. Kurt Thomas had 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Bulls. Chris Douglas Roberts had 30 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists for the Bucks. It was Houston improving to 21-25 with a 129-125 win over the Timberwolves, who fall to 10-34. Kevin Martin had 34 points, 1 rebound, and 4 assists for the Rockets. Kevin Love had 24 points, 17 rebounds, and 7 assists for the T-Wolves. The Kings improved to 10-32 at the 96-81 win over the Portland Trailblazers, who dropped to 25-21. Tyreke Evans had 26 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists for the Kings. Andre Miller had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Blazers. The San Antonio Spurs, the NBA best team, improved to 38-7 with a 113-102 win over the Golden State Warriors, who fall to 19-25. Tony Parker had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 11 assists for the Spurs. David Lee had 31 points, 12 rebounds, and 1 assist for the Warriors. Tonight at 7 p.m., Denver plays Washington. At 7:30, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Boston Celtics. At 8:30, Eric Gordon and Blake Griffin and the L.A. Clippers go to Dallas, take on Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavericks. At 10 p.m., it's Paul Silas and the Charlotte Bobcats at the Sacramento Kings. And at 10:30, it's the Utah Jazz at the L.A. Lakers. At this time, there's been no update on the Carmelo Anthony trade. Talks, it appears likely that he will either be traded to the New York Knicks or will finish the season with the Denver Nuggets and then walk. I can't imagine the Nuggets would just let him walk, so I look for him to be a New York Knick by the trade deadline on February 27th. last night in the NBA. In the NCAA, rather, number 15, Notre Dame improved to 17-4 with a 56-51 win over number 2, Pittsburgh, who falls to 19-2. Players of the game for the Panthers. Gilbert Brown had 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. And for Notre Dame, Ben Hansborough had another great game with 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 7 assists. Tonight at 7 p.m., Seton Hall's at number 9, Syracuse, is coming off 2 straight losses and looking to get back on the winning track. Tonight at 7 p.m., the number 24 Florida Gators at the Georgia Bulldog, and that game's on ESPN. Florida just went into the top 25 yesterday and would like to prove that they belong when they take on the Georgia Bulldogs from Athens, Georgia. Tonight at 8 p.m., it's number six Kansas Jayhawks coming off a loss Saturday to the Texas Longhorns, taking on the Colorado Buffalo in Colorado. At 9 p.m., it's number 5 UConn Huskies at Marquette, and at 9 p.m. on ESPN, it's number 12 Boilermakers at number 1 Ohio State. Should be a great game. It's for first place in the Big 10. Ohio State narrowly escaped Illinois on Saturday, and Purdue's looking to knock out the number 1 Buckeyes. Once again, I'm your host for today's wrap-up, $2 Bill Josh Thomas, out meeting with sponsors for the upcoming improvements that will be coming to the balance in the next couple of weeks. He'll be back with us tomorrow afternoon. 12 days from now, it's Super Bowl 45 between the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are looking for their 7th Super Bowl title, and the Green Bay Packers are looking for their 4th Super Bowl title. It's the Green Bay Packers' first appearance since Brett Favre led the Packers to back-to-back Super Bowls in 96 and 97. If you recall, he won it in 96. He lost it in 97. The Steelers are in the Super Bowl for the 3rd time in 6 years. Ben Roethlisberger already has 2 Super Bowl championship rings. He could tie himself with Tom Brady. If he can win, if he could beat the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl, he would only trail Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana, who each have 4 rings. That would give Ben Roethlisberger his 3rd ring. This is a very tradition-filled Super Bowl. I'm very sure the NFL is very happy it's taking place. The hard-hitting defenses, they were the top 2 defense in the league. And points allowed, Pittsburgh was 2nd in yards allowed. Green Bay was 5th in yards allowed. Ben Roethlisberger is a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is trying to win his first. He's trying to step completely out of the shadow of Brett Favre. If he can win, if he can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl, he will have as many Super Bowl titles as the legendary and surefire Hall of Famer Brett Favre. He shows another in a long line of great quarterbacks who play for the Green Bay Packers. You had stars. You had Brett Favre, now you have Aaron Rodgers. You had some legendary coaches for the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi, Curly Lambeau. For the Steelers, you've had Terry Bradshaw, who has 4 Super Bowl rings. Ben Roethlisberger has 2. You've had some legendary coaches there. You had Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher. Now you got Mike Tomlin, the first NFL coach under the age of 40. To take 2 different teams to the Super Bowl. They were both Pittsburgh Steelers teams, but he's taken the Steelers there in 2 different seasons. That's a little bit of history he's already made. He's already only the 2nd African-American head coach to win the Super Bowl. He can become the 1st African-American football coach to win, too, if you remember right. The 1st one was Tony Dungy, and then Mike Tomlin won it. Mike Tomlin can be the 1st to have 2. And he's just another example that we do need the Rooney Rule in the NFL. When you give minorities a chance to coach in the NFL, they are doing an outstanding job. Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, Leslie Frazier with the Vikings. You got Raheem Morris with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you got Hugh Jackson out with the Oakland Raiders. You got the NFL now having one of the first Latino head coaches in the NFL with Ron Revere with the Carolina Panthers. It's great to see some progress being made in the National Football League. Some other NFL news. Chad Ochocinco wants out of Cincinnati. He would like to go play for the New England Patriots. Marvin Lewis called those comments absurd and said the Bill Belichick is smarter than that the Patriots would not be interested in Chad Ochocinco, who has 1 year left on his contract. Terrell Owens apparently is interested in playing for the New York Jets. Chad Ochocinco said if T.O. went to the Jets, he would want to go to the Jets. There's just a whole lot of drama going on at Cincinnati right now. I'd like to take this time to remind everybody we're going to have an extended Super Bowl bounce. We're going to have 4 hours on game day. We're going to have several local media people, several call-ins, hopefully. You can always call into the show at 917-889-8516. You can look us up on Facebook on The Bounce. You can look us up on Twitter at T-Bounce. You can find us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio. This Saturday, we will be having The Bounce at its normal time from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We will start to break down the Super Bowl. We won't get too much into that. We will be talking about the NFL playoffs as a whole. Over in the MLB, the Toronto Raptors have traded first baseman Vernon Wells to the Anaheim Angels for catcher and DH Mike Napoli and outfielder Ron Revere. The Tampa Bay Rays have signed outfielders Manny Ramirez and Johnny Damon. Spring training gets started next month. The Australian Open continues to take place. I know Federer and Roddick and Novak are also alive on the men's side. Sharapova is alive on the women's side. This Saturday is the Senior Bowl. We'll get more into that on The Balance. It should be a great, great game. It's you're going to see at least 10 first-round draft picks playing in the Senior Bowl this Saturday on the NFL Network. So there's a whole lot going on in the sports world. Tom's out securing some more sponsors for the show, so he'll be back with us tomorrow. And NBA training deadline is coming up upon us very, very quickly. As always, you can call into the show at 917-889-8516. I'm really interested to see the Cleveland Cavaliers-Boston Celtics game tonight. I want to see if Cleveland can get it put together on the road. They have not, as of yet, won on the road in the year 2011. Washington has not won a road game this season. They are 0-21 on the road in the NBA. The Indiana Pacers are off today. They will play the Orlando Magic tomorrow at 7 p.m. It should be a chance for the Pacers to get a night, come home to the home crowd, hopefully get a win. They went 0-4 on their recent West Coast trip. So there's just a whole lot going on in the sporting world right now. We don't have time to really get into much of any of it. We only have 15 minutes today. We will definitely get into a lot more of this on Saturday on The Bounce, which is a flagship show. Basically, on the daily wrap-up, we wrap up the last 24 hours in sports. So if I could advise you what to watch tonight, I would tell you to tune in to ESPN at 7 p.m. to watch the number 24 Florida Gators take on the Georgia Bulldogs. And then at 9 p.m. you have the college game of the day when number 12 Purdue travels to number 1 Ohio State. Tomorrow in college basketball you have number 4 San Diego State, who's 20-0, playing at number 9 BYU, who's 19-1. That should be a great game. That game will also be on ESPN. I believe that game's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So there's just a whole lot of NBA and college basketball to watch the next 2 days. And I would like to remind all of you who are faithful in going to thebalanceonline.com. We will have a new blog coming out tomorrow, and we will have several blogs coming out between now and the time the Super Bowl takes place. And while we are not a political show, tonight is the State of the Union at 9 p.m. It is your American duty to tune in and watch the State of the Union addressed by President Barack Obama. It'll be on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. So, once again, thanks for tuning in to the Daily Wrap-Up today. I'm your host, $2 Bill Josh, and for Tuesday, January 25th, 2011, you have been wrapped up. And make sure to tune in to ESPN tonight. There's plenty of good basketball tonight on ESPN, and we will talk to you tomorrow.